time for the Daily Sports Report. I'm Dave Stratton, just Dave on Sports. They didn't tip till 9 last night. The atmosphere was electric in Philadelphia. Game 6, Sixers v. Knicks. New York fans had purchased all of the additional seats at Wells Fargo Center for Games 3 and 4 in Philly. Sounded like a Knicks home game then. Sixers owners say they spent their own cash, sure they did, to buy 2,000 seats and gave them to vets and first responders to try and change that, but it did not help. Knicks had a 22-point lead in the first quarter of Game 6. Philly came back. Philly had a 12-point lead in the fourth quarter. Knicks came back. Then the Nova trio did their thing. Jalen Brunson had 14 of his 41 points in the fourth quarter. Dante DiVincenzo, otherwise known as the Big Ragu, blocked a couple of shots. And Josh Hart did his Josh Hart thing, getting an assist from JB to hit the winning three-pointer, 118-115. Now it's the Indiana Pacers at the Garden starting Monday night. A week ago, Penn State had 99 football players on scholarship. The NCAA limit is 85. So it is that five new players have entered the transfer portal, including heralded safety King Mack. Couldn't get on the field with the talent in front of him. Mack, a high-profile recruit from Florida, has the best chance of landing with a well-known program. Other four players entering the portal were all high-level gets for PSU that they had yet to receive significant playing time during their stint in state college. Record Online and the Bear announcing their first ever community fundraiser. We want to keep our middle school and high school football players safer, so we've started a GoFundMe to buy Guardian helmet caps for every player, both the Jersey Shore and Keystone Central school districts. Find out more, read the front page story on the homepage of the Record Online right now, then go to the Bear or Record Online Facebook pages for a link to allow you to make a tax-free donation to keep the kids safe. Please give whatever you can. Thank you. Just Dave on Sports. Have a great weekend.